I think when Spielberg put his name on this contest on the lot and set it up, it sounded like a fascinating exercise. So walk us through how you got involved. I mean, why you wanted to get involved, I guess, first, how you got involved, and what was the experience like?
Well, when I first heard that Steven Spielberg was having a contest to look for the next great director, I said, here I am, here I am. and out of 12,000 filmmakers,
whoa,
I was identified for this film called A Drop of Life, which I have to also mention is available at www.adropoflife.tv.
Got it.
And it's
Thank
a film you. About the future of water. It's a futuristic science fiction film. Mm-hmm. And so it's about a woman who goes to India to seal a deal that would put plastic prepaid credit card meters on the village water pumps, so you can't get water without a prepaid card.
Mm.
And what was shocking to me is after I made the film, I realized that these meters exist in 10 countries, including the U.S. So my sort of life goal is to take the things I care about the most and make them as sexy and as commercially viable as possible. I was chosen for this film.
Yeah.
And then they called me back and they said, you've made the next cut, and can you make a movie in 1 week and send it to us? So they basically gave us 5 days to write, direct, put the whole production together, and put it back in their hands 5 days later.
Ouch. Now, obviously that's slam bam, thank you, ma'am, movie making. What was the movie that you submitted about?
I submitted this crazy film about a gay South Asian comedian who gets the courage to accept himself for who he is. And the film is called Laughing Out Loud. And it actually aired on Fox during the show.
David, do you have the courage to accept yourself for who you are?
Well, I'll tell you something, dude. That's a great pair of shorts you're wearing over there. I'll tell you that right now.
You're looking very good today.
Looking hot, Mark. Totally, dude.
You're listening to Left Jab on XM Satellite Radio. We're talking with Shalini Kantaya. Shalini is...
was my audition, Shalini.
She's a filmmaker, and we're talking specifically about her interaction and participation in Steven Spielberg's reality filmmaking competition called On the Lot. All right, so you submitted the second one. And then walk us through what the process, how it proceeded from there, the interaction with the other directors or the other, I guess, contestants, and what was the ultimate outcome of this whole experience?
I was basically led through the most grueling process of my 10-year career in filmmaking, which was the audition process for making it from 50 to the making the 18. So basically, we were awake for 7 days, pitching, making films. We were given a scene. We were given the script. Half an hour later, we had to direct it. And 1 hour later, we had to bring it into the edit. So basically, from script to screen was 2.5 hours.
Wow.
And so we had to show our stuff in a fabulously short amount of time. And then we made the 18, and we were making films. I made 2 films on a Universal lot, had 4 films screen on Fox, and made the top 10 out of 12,000.
Congratulations.
So, thank you.
Seriously, that sounds grueling and also quite the test of somebody's sort of instant creativity, instant decision-making.
Yeah, I agree. And I guess my question to you is, this is very hard to do on radio because you're dealing in a visual medium, and obviously we're here on an audio medium, but can you describe to us what it is that makes your shot, your visualization, different from those other 12,000?
I think the main thing is sort of what I was talking about earlier, is just trying to take social issues and things that I care about and value and really put them in a really visually dynamic way that has commercial impact and kind of broad appeal. And I think that's what's so great about Spielberg's work, is that he is a people's director, you know, and he's sort of broad stream, and no one else has sort of transformed American culture the way people like Spielberg and Lucas have. And that's the kind of filmmaker that I want to be.
Well, certainly people say that he, if you look at his movies other than just pure pop entertainment, he has themes about society and about American society and about our culture and about our desire for physical things, for tangible goods that we can buy versus the essence of the spirit. I mean, he is a much deeper filmmaker than I think most people give him credit for. And that was my next question to you, that the being commercially successful often makes people conclude that you, the filmmaker, are frivolous because big commercial successes must be frivolous or whatever. Is that a constant battle you have with yourself about issues that you care about, like water? And I think that's an incredible thing that you address with dropoflife.tv or Drop of Life the film. Is commercial success able to be achieved and also have a message?
I think so. I don't know about you, but I am totally excited about this trend that's happening in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And I think there are great actors, producers, directors who are tackling some great themes and showing, and I think the success of films like Children of Men, Constant Gardener, Syriana, Babel, is really showing the world that these are the kinds that we are smart as an audience, and we are not just ready to be entertained, but we want to go see a movie and think, you know. And actually, I think the most important part of the story is just making people feel. And if you can make your audience laugh or cry and engage them in a character and make them think about the world we live in, I mean, that's what I'm living for. Those are exactly the kinds of films that I want to be engaged in.